In a world ravaged by the Hades virus, Tatum Rivers awakens in a sterile laboratory, imprisoned in a glass box. She's been kidnapped by Troy Memphis, who's harvesting antibodies from her immune blood to create a vaccine while the pandemic decimates the population. Despite constant exposure leaving her weak, Tatum shows remarkable resilience, secretly hiding half her sedatives under her mattress to maintain clarity. In moments of consciousness, she pictures her four night keepers searching for her: Saint, Kyan, Blake, and Monroe, once her enemies at Everlake Preparatory School, now her protectors, lovers, and family. The isolation triggers memories of her father's warnings to prepare for every outcome because life will be bad sometimes. These lessons sustain her as she endures captivity, taunting her captors even as they sedate her. "You're coming to hell with me." 4 weeks without Tatum has transformed her nightkeepers into vengeful shadows. Kyan O'Brien, nephew of a notorious hitman, infiltrates the research facility through the ventilation system, silently dropping into darkened corridors. Despite Saint's warnings about no theaters, Kyan attacks guards with unleashed violence. When Saint punches him for this recklessness, Kyan welcomes the pain. Having survived the virus already, he doesn't fear infection. Saint Memphis, son of the pharmaceutical magnate behind Tatum's kidnapping, leads the rescue with cold precision. When Kyan calls Tatum "my girl," Saint corrects him possessively: "She's ours." Blake Atwood and Nash Monroe complete the quartet, all transformed by her absence. As they navigate the facility, they discover patient records showing cancer treatment trials rather than virus work, making them fear Troy Memphis has moved Tatum. Finding a room marked "patient deceased," Saint refuses to believe she's gone without seeing a body. While her nightkeepers search, Tatum seizes a rare opportunity for escape. When a nurse named Jonas attempts to sedate her, she twists his wrist and plunges the needle into his neck instead. She steals his phone and desperately dials Saint. The call connects just long enough for her to say his name before the battery dies. Disguised in Jonas's lab coat, she reaches the ground floor before finding exits locked. When she attempts to escape through the front door, security stops her. In desperation, she rips off her mask to cough on them, hoping her infected status will make them retreat. Instead, they cover her mouth as nurses in biohazard suits inject her with another sedative. As darkness claims her, Tatum fears her nightkeepers won't find her in time. Meanwhile, Saint traces the brief call to Jonas Barrow at Serenity Pharmaceuticals, leading them to a secret facility. Their plan is simple but dangerous: cut the power, disable the backup generator, and rescue Tatum in darkness. The rescue unfolds with military precision. Kyan creates a distraction by cutting fuel lines under parked cars, causing an explosive chain reaction. Despite being thrown backward and injured, he forces himself up. Nothing matters except reaching Tatum. Inside, chaos erupts as staff attempt to evacuate Tatum via helicopter. She fights desperately against Jonas, warning him her nightkeepers will gut him if he doesn't let her go. Strapped to a bed and wheeled toward the elevator, she manages to free one hand and stab Jonas with a guard's knife. As the helicopter lands, Tatum is loaded aboard with a box of vaccines. Just when all seems lost, Saint appears, diving at the guards as the aircraft tips sideways. The ensuing fight is brutal, with Jonas holding a knife to Tatum's throat before the nightkeepers overpower him. Saint takes control of the helicopter, navigating them to safety. In this moment of triumph, Tatum reveals a crucial discovery: a silver box containing a working vaccine for the Hades virus, the most valuable commodity on the planet. After their escape, Tatum awakens at the temple, the Nightkeeper's sanctuary at Everlake Prep. Despite her ordeal, she immediately worries about exposing Kyan to the virus. He reassures her he should have immunity, showing injuries from taking a bullet or two for her. The other nightkeepers arrive, and Tatum places her hand against the window glass, mirroring Blake's. she notices their bond has grown stronger in her absence. The reunion is tender yet restrained as Tatum recovers her strength. Seeing her bruises and thinned body, Kian looks enraged. When she tells him she's a survivor, he confesses he worships her strength. After 2 weeks of isolation to ensure she's no longer contagious, Tatum emerges to reunite with Saint. Their connection is electric, with Saint composing a symphony just for her, a piece that begins like raindrops before building into a tempestuous storm, reflecting how she has transformed him into a man reborn. Just as they begin recovering, a new threat emerges. Someone calling themselves the Justice Ninja leaves threatening messages, including a window covered in red paint spelling mine. The Nightkeepers discover this masked figure was just outside their sanctuary minutes earlier. The threat escalates when Kion is kidnapped by Ashlyn, known as Deep Throat, and her accomplice Jeremiah. The kidnapping reveals Ashlyn was Kion's stalker, not pursuing Tatum as they'd feared, but obsessed with Kion himself. Tatum pursues the kidnappers alone, refusing to wait for backup. "Kion's in trouble. I won't be waiting for anything," she declares. The pursuit ends when the Land Rover goes over a cliff edge, crashing into a tree protruding from the ravine wall. As the car begins to fall, Tatum attacks Deep Throat with rage, shattering her nose. Kion knocks her off just as the vehicle plummets, leaving them hanging on the cliff by Tatum's makeshift rope. They watch as the car crashes below. Deep Throat screams cut short. "Good fucking riddance," Kion mutters as they painfully climb back up. The final confrontation reveals shocking truths. Tatum meets Karen, who claims to be her mother and admits to developing biological weapons, including the Hades virus. "Morals are a concept created by people who want to control you," she declares. "Only money and power truly count." Tatum's world shatters. Her mother helped create the deadly pandemic. The Nightkeepers confront Troy Memphis at his hideaway. Saint and Tatum expose his fatal flaw. His selfish desire for power left him utterly alone and universally hated. Kion throws a noose around Troy's neck while Blake holds him at gunpoint. Nash appears and yanks the rope. Troy realizes with horror they're all devoted to Tatum, not just Saint's lover, but their queen. As he dies, they deliver their battle cry. "I am the dark in the dead of the night. Hear me roar." 5 years later, the group builds a life together. Saint buys them a house at Yale named New Kappa. In a poignant moment, Tatum scatters her father's ashes at East Rock Park, surrounded by her men. Their story shows how 5 damaged individuals found salvation in each other during catastrophe, proving that even in darkness, unconventional love can create something beautiful and enduring.